Talking today with Rich Nelson from Allendale. Rich, we've got a couple of USDA reports out. Really, the November crop production number pretty minor. It's just got to oranges and cotton, but WASDE always are very much on the mind of our traders and our agricultural producers. What jumps out at you from the WASDE report here on this Thursday?
You know, as far as numbers go here for corn and soybeans, not too much to discuss. USDA left all these numbers unchanged from their November report, which is not unusual for kind of a quiet December here. Keep in mind, January 12th, we'll have the big revisions for production as well as all these numbers here laid out as well. Additionally, for corn and soybeans, there were no changes for South American production. So I'll keep that in mind as well. So it was really kind of a wheat and a little bit of a cotton type of report. For the wheat numbers, USDA did reflect the fact we had some small problems with U.S. wheat export sales. They also added to some foreign competitors as far as production, which was expected. And the issue for us on the cotton side, a small bump up in production, which the trade is recovering from while in terms of current pricing.
When you look at the stats that the USDA gave us, I guess what they actually were moving things around quite a bit more on the international side this time compared to those domestic numbers, it seems like.
That sure is right. You know, and the corn side, they left Chinese estimates unchanged. For soybeans, they did drop the Chinese corn crop from 19 million tons down to 16.4. However, for us on the U.S. side, our focus is on imports. They did leave those numbers unchanged, specifically for soybeans. You know, the interest as far as the wheat discussion on the international point was, well, we did see them reflect kind of some known positive issues with this Australian crop. The fact is that this it's more of a quality issue than a production issue. So higher Australian numbers, higher Russian numbers, and higher Canadian numbers on this report for wheat was something that the trade was kind of expecting, but certainly didn't want to see there.
I know that kind of outside the bounds of the actual report, but lots of discussion this week about the Winter Olympics and the U.S. Basically boycotting as far as an official delegation is concerned. How much heartburn are we going to get on our agricultural commodities out of all of that?
And that's a really good question here. So as it stands right now, on the positive side at least, China is still a regular buyer of U.S. soybeans, even though this pricing relationship is starting to shift towards Brazil, especially for the next few weeks. So I do think it's a looming concern. It's probably not yet something we're going to see the actual pushback from Chinese buyers. I think the issue for the balance sheet is still, for now, they don't have any other places to go here for their products. One thing we're also watching on the political side is this Russia-Ukraine tension issue. This is something to discuss here, both for wheat as well as our corn markets here.
The as we mentioned earlier, the USDA's crop production numbers, really the only thing of note for us is that cotton figure. Not too much of an adjustment, but what do you see on both the production number, but also the WASDE numbers as well?
That's certainly right. And as far as that cotton adjustment, they typically went from 18.2 million bales here on last month's report, now 18.28. So a little minor increase reflecting some better production, a better yield number than expected. Keep in mind, we still have revisions here for next month's report as far as production goes in cotton. Those may be a little larger than what we've seen here today. As far as this discussion on the cotton side for usage, they did leave the export numbers unchanged, you know, despite some of this rhetoric or concern with the China buying discussion. So as it stands, a minor bump up on the production side, and as far as the stock side, some of that was offset with some minor changes elsewhere on the balance sheet. So overall, kind of a quiet report for almost all of us on both grains as well as the sauce.
Know that I think USDA in the WASDE cotton comments indicated that price for the coming year, they're still leaving it at an estimated 90 cents a pound. That's a remarkable number in and of itself.
And that sure is right. And keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of arguments about how will this very strong pricing reflect what's going to be planned here this coming spring. So we have this positive revenue standpoint, but a lot of us are also focused on the fertilizer discussion. So a lot of questions about what can be seen here for this next year, and certainly for today's report, not a big answer for us here on a lot of these questions.
I guess on all of these crops, the jockeying for acres maybe has already begun in some cases, but it will intensify as we start 2022.
I think that's a great point here. So the only thing we have yet as far as solve this issue on the balance sheet is the expectation of maybe a little higher winter wheat acreage. So we still have questions about spring wheat for next year, which some people say will increase. The big question for us, in my mind, is really about the cotton, corn, sorghum, as well as soybean argument. And like a lot of these fertilizer questions will kind of solve those issues for us, so to speak, once we get into spring planting.
Thank you, Rich. Rich Nelson with Allendale on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.